Okay, so like if he hits it between the white lines, it's fair, and if he hits it outside the white lines, it's foul, right? And if it's a foul, he gets to try again, but if it's fair, he has to run. Fair and foul. Foul is fair and foul is fucking whatever how it goes. Hover through the fog in filthy air. Yeah, it's Macbeth, you know, the witches tell the... Yeah. Hey, no amount of sports can contain my inner bookworm, okay? Anyway, it's appropriate, don't you think? It's hot as hell. It hasn't rained in weeks. There's so much dust and smoke and fog that the air is unbreathable. There's nothing to do but stay inside and pretend the air conditioner will be fixed one day. Oh, when I was a little girl, I dreamed of being an astronaut. Now I just dream of a landlord who fixes things. God, it's bad enough getting all sweaty from working out or going out in the summer, but... Or, you know, having... Hey, that's a home run, right? What's that guy's name? The Castellanos? Okay, so now the Phillies are winning. Are we happy about that, or... We are not. Okay, cool. Is it okay if I don't ask why? Yeah, there's no chance I'm going to remember, and I'm mostly watching because I'm bored and it's hot. I just want to stay here with you. Yeah, of course I like sitting here with you. Remember when you first moved in and you only ever spent time in your room? It was like any time you saw me out in the common areas, you couldn't wait to get back in your room. I mean, I barely knew you. You barely knew me. I feel like I almost never knew what you were doing. Yeah, almost. What do you think I mean? Actually, don't answer that. You're already getting flustered. I'm not trying to make this weird. The point is that if the price of getting you to hang out with me instead of living like a bat in a cave is pretending to understand baseball... It's one I'm happy to pay. Anyway, like I was saying before the guy hit the thing, it's one thing when you get sweaty doing something fun, but days like this when you get sweaty and sticky just from sitting still and doing nothing, horrible. Inexcusable. Remember when you were a kid and summer was like the fun season? Going outside and playing like time was endless till the sun went down. Now I just check the weather app in the morning and try to fight off the existential dread before going out to buy groceries. Jesus Christ, it's hot. No, complaining won't make it any cooler, but it also doesn't hurt you, does it? Sorry. Being a crab. I'm just sweating in my own home and there's nothing I can do about it. Unless. Nope. Nope, nothing. Nothing. No, I was just gonna say, unless I wear, you know, fewer clothes, but. You know, I already said I don't want to make it weird. Yeah, if I was alone in my room right now, I guarantee I would not be wearing this tank top right now. You sure? Hey, you're just that desperate to get my clothes off, huh? Fuck, I'm sorry, I'm making it weird again. I'm just gonna quit while I'm ahead. Take this off. Oh my god, that's so much better. Thanks for being cool about Yeah, well, me staying cool, I guess. Feel free to... Never mind. Nope, nothing. Forget it. Making it weird again. I was gonna say, before common sense took over, that you could feel free to make things even, if you want to. Yeah, you know, take off your shirt too. But you don't have to. You are fully in charge of whatever clothes you wear or don't wear, and you choose to handle the heat however you... Oh! Well, alright then. Did you take it off because you wanted me to be quiet or because you wanted to? Don't answer that, actually. Welcome to the shirtless gang! Ugh, you're lucky you don't have to wear a bra. Although you are wearing jeans, which seems insane to me, by the way. Ooh, suit yourself. Looking good, by the way. No, I'm just saying I've noticed how often you've been going to the gym lately, and it's cool to see that that's been paying off for you. That's all, nothing weird. Let's just watch the game. But, you know, since we've already set a precedent that this is legal behavior, at times like these, I'm just gonna... get even more comfortable here. Don't look so indignant. Those shirts were barely any longer than my panties. It's not like you're seeing a ton more skin. It's fucking 102 out there. The only thing I can do about it is let my skin breathe. Since we're just watching the TV, I don't think no shirt, no shoes, no service applies here. So, now he's making it weird, huh? Then again, you know, options also open to you. We've been living together for months. It's not a big place. We've seen plenty of each other by accident, so I don't think we need to be mortified about seeing each other on purpose, you know? I mean, if you want to wear jeans on a triple-digit day with no AC, that is your call, but... Ah, I knew it. There it is. I knew you were dying to do it, too. Up top. Hell yeah. Come on. We've gone from never speaking or hanging out to watching the ball game together in our underwear. You won't even high-five me? That's what I thought. Fuck yeah. Okay, all right. So, what I said about legal precedent. Yeah, you know, I said that because you and I have seen plenty of each other since you moved in. There's no real need to hide anything from each other. We've seen each other getting out of the shower, the whole thing with the weird airflow, pushing bedroom doors open when they're not shut all the way. You get what I'm saying. The reason I bring it up again, well, the more clothes I remove, the more comfortable I become, and now that I'm closer than ever to achieving ultimate comfort levels, yeah, I want to take off my bra, yeah. Okay, before you say anything, let me put it this way. How can I get really comfortable while I'm still wearing, by far, my least comfortable garment? Makes no sense. You have no idea how much these things suck. They pinch and dig and the straps never feel right. Look, if you put your foot down, I'm not going to throw a tantrum or stop watching the game. We're having fun. I don't want to be the reason that it stops. I'm just putting a motion on the floor to allow committee members to remove brassieres in sweltering weather. You know, I don't say it often enough, but you are the best roommate I've ever had. You always wash your dishes. You're never loud at night. You let me sit tits out on the couch. Oh, yeah, that one's new. But welcome addition to the list. Oh, God, I'm thirsty. I think I'll go to the kitchen and get a drink. You want anything? Sorry, are my naked tits blocking your view? I'm not making it weird, I'm just having fun. Okay, as soon as you tell me what you want to drink, I will very happily remove my beautiful, voluptuous, juicy brunette. Water? God, even your drink preferences are boring. Okay. Well, the girls and I will be right back. And here we are. I know you didn't ask for ice, but it's, yeah, it's so hot that drinking water without ice is actually a Class B misdemeanor. You are so welcome. I'm sitting here because... Come on. Isn't it obvious? Well, obviously I am so invested in this game that I decided to get the best possible view, and that's right here. Right on the middle cushion. Me and my bare tits are the biggest, juiciest Phillies fans in town, and no, it's not because we can't remember the name of the other team right now. And look, my tits aren't the only body part in the room enjoying themselves. Sorry, did I take it too far? Oh, I took it too far, didn't I? I'm sorry. I guess I genuinely can't help making it weird. No, don't be embarrassed. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. I mean, you really have nothing to be embarrassed about. But fuck me, I did it again. I'm sorry. Look, Hey, I swear I didn't plan any of this, but now that I'm here, look. No, really, look at me. Look. Hey, I already made it weird. I'm just gonna go for broke and make it weirder. If you're embarrassed, and again, you don't have to be, but if you're embarrassed that my perfect tits have made your pretty impressive cock hard as stone under your boxers, then, I know a pretty good way to make that problem go away. Oh, did I make it weird again? Okay, same page. Outstanding. All right, first things first, I'm gonna get down here and work these boxers off. If you don't mind lifting your hips a little. Thank you. Damn. No, you're naked. While I might add, I'm still wearing panties, so you actually got naked first. And now, you're very, very hard cock. It's right in my face. In my hand. Nothing weird about it. Just my hand moving up and down. Just me kneeling on the floor, jerking off my hot roommate. Yeah, I meant what I said about the gym paying off for you. Damn, dude. I wasn't coming on to you then, but... I'll take it. I have a hot roommate with a really nice cock. Getting harder and harder in my hand, and it's not weird. It's just hot. And that's all it has to be. Hot roommates, hot day, hot sex. Oh, dude, of course we are. I mean, unless you don't want to. Yeah, you didn't think I was just gonna, like, give you a sweat-looped hand job and then just, like, leave, right? Oh, yeah, no, we're gonna fuck. Today. Very soon, actually. We're gonna fuck hot and hard right here on this couch until we both come our brains out. I mean, at this point, it'd be weird if we didn't, right? Like, we've got all the ingredients. Hot guy with a hard cock. Hot girl with a dripping wet pussy. We're naked on the couch together. And we don't fuck each other half to death? I think that violates the Geneva Conventions. Fuck you. I'm gonna fuck you and make as many legal jokes as I want. But first, I think it's time to start moving things along, don't you think? I know you'd say it my way. Why don't you go ahead and go back to pretending to watch the game again? Wait a minute. Are you actually watching the game right now? I'm sure your team can spare attention for a little bit. No? What's going on? Because you're definitely not focused on the mission right now. Yeah, your cock remains almost lethally hard, so bravo for that, but your face looks like you're somewhere else completely. Starting to wonder if I should look around for another... Oh, no, 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 no. Well, yeah, no need to worry about that. This isn't that. No, I will not be interrupting our upcoming sweaty, super hot fuck sesh to confess my long-held love for you and ask you to be mine forever. No, this is more like, Remember a month or two ago when I came back from my mom's house with my old PS2 and we spent the whole afternoon playing that game with the fuzzy gladiator and the little robot? Yeah, that one. It's just a fun thing that we're doing for a day. And if, like that game, it doesn't have enough going for it for us to keep it up, maybe this is the one time we do this. And we'll just be roommates who got this out of our system one time. However, if the size, shape, and tumescence of my new friend here is any indication... This could become a very fun new tradition to be celebrated regularly by all occupants of our hot as balls apartment. And yes, I am very aware that this activity will do nothing to help us cool off. But something's worth the sacrifice, don't you agree? Alright, champ. Is your head back in the game now? Good. Because I think it's time to work these panties off and... Yeah, it's time for the seventh inning stretch, or whatever you call it. And when I say stretch, I'm referring to... Yeah, you get it. Dude, you're literally inside me right now. You can play with my tits. Yeah, that's right. It was kind of adorable how hard you were trying not to stare at them when I took my bra off, but you really gave yourself away. Your eyes kept darting on and off my perfect, perky tits. You thought you were being slick, but I could see you. You thought you could keep up the gentleman act, but... see your bulge getting bigger, and I knew I had you. So. Here on our couch, and I'm on top of you, butt-ass naked, and my wet cunt is sliding all over your hard cock, and I've only got one question for you. You still feel like a gentleman? Attaboy. Now grab my ass and fuck me for real. Fuck yes, that's just what I need. Fuck me hard. I love feeling your hands on my ass while your cock rams into my cunt. Yeah, that's right. And there's no sense in holding back when we've gone this far. You're brand new. Hot. Horny, slutty fuck buddy, and you're not gonna waste this. Now, here's a fact you might find interesting. If you keep this up, if you keep pounding my pussy like this, there's a prize inside. Yeah. If you keep this up, if you keep pounding my pussy, and if you keep putting... actually, no. If you put... if you throw in putting your mouth on my... yeah, on my nipples like that. Oh, you get right with the program, don't you? If you keep doing what you're doing, I'm gonna come really fucking hard. Don't stop. So just... Jesus Christ! Fuck, yeah. Come on. water, bite down on them. Mmm, yes. Mmm. 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 Sports with you more often. No, seriously, if that's the payoff, I might even watch golf. Fuck. You don't like golf? Thank fuck, I really didn't want to do that. Now, I just came like a fucking hurricane. But I believe you still. Right, you still haven't. So, yeah, I already can tell that this is not the last time we're doing this. Fuck, it might not be the last time today. I'm getting ahead of myself. For now, here's the game plan. I'm going to bend over the arm of this couch, so... And you're going to fuck my aching cunt as hard as you can until you can't take it anymore. Whereupon, and this is my favorite part, so listen closely, you will pull your cock out of me, push me down onto my knees, and ejaculate with volcanic force onto my gorgeous tits. Do you agree to this plan? Good. Then get the fuck over here. Oh, ooh, I love a good listener. Jesus fuck face Christ, where'd this even come from? I don't remember you ever bringing a girl home, so how can you possibly learn how to fuck like this? Does baseball just turn you on this much? No, don't answer that. Just stay focused. Just keep fucking my hot wet pussy, because there's a very good chance I'm going to come again soon. Yeah, very strong possibility. Just let me lift up a little. There we go. And if you'd be so kind as to grope my tits. Yeah, there it is. Fuck my wet cunt like you're trying to break it. I want you to fondle my big tits just like... I don't know, I can't come up with any more fun similes because I'm fucking coming. Fuck. Fucking shit. Fuck, I think I might die today. Just please tell me that you're close. You are. Oh, fan fucking tastic. Keep going. Keep fucking my desperate dripping cunt until you're ready to explode. I can't wait to feel your cum on my tits. And then I can't wait to fuck you again and again. Just hold my hips and fuck me until you... Oh, okay. Yeah, here we go. Oh, yeah. You want me to jerk you off for the last part? Okay, yeah. There you go. You're so fucking filthy. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, I'm jerking you off onto my tits. Come all over them. Come on. You want to fill me up. But you can't. You gotta fucking come all over these nice perky tits instead. Oh, fuck yes. Yes. Oh, well done. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you know, for Waller, I thought we wouldn't have much in common, but now I know. We both really love my tits. Yeah. It gives me some ideas for next time. So is the game still on? Don't tell me. Eighth inning? Okay, so one more to go? Great. You up for another game plan? You go in the kitchen and get drinks this time. We hydrate up, we watch the rest of this game, then we go take a shower. Of course together, dumbass. Have you not been paying attention? We fuck now. We share rent and bills, we trade off cooking, we get naked, and we make each other come. And I don't know about you, but I'm already envisioning like a checklist matrix type thing with all the rooms in the apartment cross mismatched with all the various positions and orifices. Yeah, I'm thinking you eat my pussy in the shower before fucking me with my back against the wall and maybe coming on my face. That would check a few of the boxes. Excellent. So, you go get the drinks. There's already two outs, and oh, I can see the bulge already starting to come back. And sorry. Did I make it weird again?